2 o'clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
I think he has a leg up. I think he's got a little bit of an advantage.
You're going to trigger somebody.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is his job to lose. I'm stating it to you right now. And I'm stating this, Mike, because the coach yesterday, I think, gave him an edge. We're talking about Kevin Stefanski saying that Tua, his accuracy, it's God-given. When the coach starts to say these kinds of things, Mike, tell me whatever you want about Michael Penix Jr., which I hope he comes back and is able to compete. But right now, Tua, it's his job to lose.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's got the leg up on a competition. He's got two legs at work. Penix is getting the leg that's not working back to 100%. That's the fact. So, you know, and by the way, I'm just going to say this now and get this out of the way.
What are you going to say?
F your feelings with Penix. F your feelings. I'm sorry. I'm sick of this crap. If we can't have a legitimate conversation without you guys getting all triggered like little fanboys, he's my quarterback. All right, he hasn't done anything yet. He may be a great quarterback. He may turn into a franchise quarterback. But right now, he's got a disadvantage. And hopefully that will change if you are a Penix fan, and I want to see the guy succeed too. But I'm sick and tired of every time we go down this road, you guys are talking. No, we're just hitting you with reality checks, okay? Here's where we are right now, getting into like the first day of June. Things will probably change by the first day of August, and we will report what we know then, right? Right now, we're going, as Carl just said, with the coach saying, hey, give us some glowing reviews for a guy who's getting paid $1 million who has a chance to earn a starting job here.
Does accuracy matter to you? Because the way I look at this is I need a guy to be able to put the ball where I want it. And for everybody that wants to talk about, you know, I prefer to have a guy that can throw the ball deep, because I think Michael Penix probably throws a better deep ball, be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we haven't been able to do that. We haven't had explosive plays down the field. Name them. It starts with Bijan Robinson running the football. We didn't have big explosive plays 50, 60, 70 yards down the field last year. So when we talk about do you like accuracy and does it matter, yeah, it matters, because that turns a 10-yard gain, Mike, into a 20-yard gain. It turns a 20-yard gain into a 30-yard gain. And so for Tua, I just want to say this. This is who he's been in his career, guys. When he was at Alabama, you know what his percentage was? Completion rate? 69%.
Right.
Then he gets to the NFL, Mike, and, you know, the worst year is 64%. This guy's been a 68% guy since he got into the league. So our coach is not lying. He's not pumping this up. He's not making it more than what it is. What he is seeing is what Tua has been in his career since he got into the league. And so I only bring this up to say, that's a big deal when you tell me my quarterback is accurate. How many times have you watched quarterbacks in the NFL? Mike and I come back in here off of a Sunday and we're like, whoa, he was terrible. He couldn't deliver the football. So this is important. And if he's getting in more work right now, which he is, coach said he's been impressive, not my words, his, in the meeting room and as far as the practice field. He's got the leg up.
Right. Now, again, when Michael Penix Jr. can do all those things, do the 11-on-11 drills, and then show that he can now adapt and he has sponged up everything that Stefanski wants him to learn with the nuances of his offense. And again, both guys do have to learn more about backing up on from under center. That wasn't something that Tua did a lot of either. So there are things that both guys have to learn. It is kind of funny. You know, Tua is saying all the right things. Penix is saying all the right things. Mutual appreciation. It's still a competition. We'll play some audio later for you. There's a competition up in Minnesota where they ask Kyler Murray, because, yeah, man, you know, I'm a 7-year veteran, and I'm here to, you know, give him assistance, and, you know, he asks questions, and it's great. You know, he's and meanwhile, they ask J.J. McCarthy, no, We're at the blackboard with the, I don't know what it is. Basically, it's like, no, I'm just here to compete. I don't know anything about being mentored by Kyler Murray. It was kind of, now that C is something you can have some fun with and really, and run with it. We haven't gotten there yet because one guy is still not on the level playing field with Tua.
No doubt. And by the way, I don't think Kyler Murray is trying to help him at all.
No.
At all. And JJ needs it.
Right. And I do think, and that's why I was joking with you. I mean, like, I'm looking forward to talking to Tua face to face. I think Tua is a really good politician. He tells you what you want to hear.
Whoa! You meant person,
politician.
Person much is the
like,
P word.
Much like Russell Wilson, much like Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray,
person.
Kyler Murray was lying to the media up in Minnesota because he's trying to create a great impression. And again, he's trying to battle the impression that he was kind of a selfish guy that wasn't dedicated when he was there.
I like the other P word, Mike. Person.
He's a politician. Tua knows what to say. He knows how to play the game.
No, this is ridiculous.
He has sucked you in.
This is ridiculous.
With his eyes and his wonderful fortune cookie like sayings, he has sucked
you
in.
Best version of Tua Tagovailoa.
I know you will. I know I will. I know we will. You think I've been sucked in? I want you to hear Lewis Riddick on ESPN talking about the same situation that I'm laying out for you guys. Mm. Listen to this.
Laura, I think we know that the kind of things that held Tua back were not because he didn't have the requisite skill or like mental horsepower to get the job done. One, he couldn't stay healthy on the football field. And two, the things around him, whether it be true complimentary play calling when he was down there in Miami, or there was a deficiency on the offensive line, or the wide receivers down in Miami were hurt and they weren't all on the field at the same time. You know, those were the kind of things that really held him back. It wasn't because you looked at Tua and you thought, man, this guy doesn't process well enough. He doesn't move in the pocket well enough. He doesn't have enough arm strength or accuracy. He has all that. It's just that it didn't come together for him. So I can see why Kevin Stefanski sounds like he's sitting there going, hey, if this guy's healthy, we got an offensive line and a running game, and we can throw the football, you know, in the play-action pass game, I may have something here. That's not shocking. That's not shocking considering that Bijan is a great run threat, obviously, a great receiver, obviously. Drake London is a great outside line receiver, obviously. Zachariah Branch could wind up being one of those revelations of the draft out of Georgia who you know well as a home run hitter in the slot position with home run speed. Yeah, look, I personally think Tua should win this job. All things being equal, no disrespect to Michael Penix, Tua is a fantastic passer. If he can stay on the football field and they can play complimentary football, I think he wins this job going away.
It's not just me. That's Lewis Riddick, and he laid out all the things I've been telling Mike about Miami. It was a blank show down there.
Right. Well, again, he was you know, the quarterback. He was the guy delivering the football. He was the guy that, you know, before all those things happened, you know, a guy who was able to put some good seasons together. I guess I'll take Lewis at face value on that. The thing that and the stat that points out where we may be going with this argument and maybe buoys Lewis's argument, completion percentage last year in the NFL. With all the things in the benching, Tua was still eighth in the league.
It's a big deal.
67.7%, eighth in the league. Where was Michael Penix Jr.?
50s.
32nd.
50s.
Yeah, he was 32nd in the league rankings. If you think of all the guys that played quarterback last year. So that's where the accuracy's got to get better. That goes back to the scouting report you and I were talking about yesterday. He's got to be more accurate, as a friend Tarkin was saying. Got to be more accurate.
Yes.
And Tua is already there. Now the question is, who wins the race to pick up the things that Stefanski asks of you in his offense? But this is why, guys, right now I can see the text come, you're crap. Now, see, that none of that was crapping on Penix. We're just talking about the positives of where Tua is and things that Penix has to get to. Penix hasn't gotten to where Tua's baseline is yet. It's not hating. That's facting. How does that evolve in the next, you know, months or so? And when camp is really cooking, that's going to be the question. We'll all be watching. But that's the disadvantage he's at that you cannot deny, right?
No. And by the
way, team winning Super Bowl. I think that'd be amazing.
Team player.
Whether I'm the guy or whether I'm not the guy, I think that'd be unbelievable. And any way I can help make that happen, I'm excited to be here for that.
Team player. Just puts aside all his differences.
I mean, that's Norman Vincent Peale, the power of positive thinking. Winning over friends and influencing others right there.
You know what? It doesn't even matter if I'm doing it.
That's Dale Carnegie 101, Carl.
I'm just going to be a part of it, and that's special. 404-726-0929.
Can I just tell you one thing before you finish giving the number out?
Yeah, man.
I just want to be the best Mike Bell I can be today.
I know you do. And you know what? I need you to be the best Mike Bell you can be today. Just like the Falcons need Tua to be the best he can potentially
be. And when it's bad, you continue to be grateful.
Right on.
Stay the course. 404-726-0929. That is the number. It's his job to lose. You don't want to believe it, but everybody's talking about it. Now,
let's hear from Tua himself yesterday because he spoke. And Mike and I have a bunch of audio to play for you coming back from yesterday. We got coaches' audio from Jeff Ulbrich. We got Bill Callahan, the new offensive line coach. We got a lot of stuff to get to. But Tua said, look, accuracy is just a part of being a quarterback.
I would say it's one of them. It's definitely one of them. Being able to distribute the ball to your playmakers, being a leader is another aspect of that. Regardless of what that looks like, whether you're a rah-rah guy or you're a lead-by-example guy, I think there's many attributes and many traits that you can sort of put on that outside of just, you know, being accurate is what makes a good quarterback.
Yeah, look, we know this, right? You've watched football long enough. We've been around it long enough. As a fan, you're a lifelong fan. You know a good quarterback when you see one. But there are things behind the scenes. Like, everybody thought Matt Ryan was too quiet. Talk to people who play with Matt Ryan, he wasn't. Matter of fact, Kyle Pitts today said he's still the same Matt. And guess what? He still comes at you and tells you exactly what he thinks. Kyle Pitts played with him his first year. So there are things behind the scenes that quarterbacks have to do. Mike, we think Michael Penix is well-liked and received by his team. As a matter of fact, we know.
We saw it. We were on the field seeing those guys. I mean, like, everybody loves him. Jesse Bates, remember, we said, that's my war dog. We were talking about him when Penix was. The guys like Michael because he's a likable guy. We don't dislike Michael. We're just giving you the reality of the situation, the quarterback battle. You know, which, again, for some reason, it doesn't penetrate the craniums of some of our audience. I just want to let you guys know, and Carl's doing a pretty good job of having fun with it, and some of you guys have no sense of humor, so when we joke around about T-U-A, guys, just lose it. Guys, Penix has got a long road and an uphill battle to win this quarterback job. That doesn't mean he can't. That doesn't mean I just said he won't, or I'm not wishing for him to not make it. But that's what we've been throwing at you. And, Carl, when you hear guys around the league and you hear the way Stefanski was talking about him yesterday, it does kind of – you got to be really thick to not pick up the vibe they're putting down.
He's ahead of the game. One last thing as we get into what you think about this. And, look, I'm not the only one. But you may be like, you know what, Dukes, you're completely wrong. They're doing all this, and at the end of the day, Penix is going to start week one. And if he does, let me tell you something. He has had a hell of a camp.
And he's earned it.
And he's earned it.
Right.
And you know what? I will respect him more for it, Mike, than the way the last regime just handed him the job, even though they said that wasn't the plan. Here's Drake London talking about Tua fitting in.
He's a great dude. Always got a smile on his face. Very, very chill. Throw up the shocker a little bit, and we get rolling. So, now he's a great dude, and him and MP are getting along very, very well, and both of them are just competing and working really hard together, and I love it.
That's great. Drake's like, as long as y'all can deliver me the ball, I don't give a damn who it is back there. All right,
where's my contract?
Exactly. I don't
care.
You
didn't say that.
You know, I'm looking at $35 million, right?
Well, that's you and I said that's the right number. But yeah, him and MP are working out. It's good, guys. It's going to work itself out. And some of you guys are going to be laughing at some of the stuff you were freaking out over. Certainly if Penix wins this job, and we've never said he can't win this job. That's another thing. You and I have never ever on the show once said he can't win this job.
No, I'm just giving Tua an opportunity, and the more that door opens, the more you see and hear that he's capable, that this might really happen. And that's the illusion, Mike, that I think people don't want to face is, well, we got him $4 million. He's going to be a backup. He'll come in here. He won't do crap, and it's Penix's team. No, he's 27, 28 years old. He wants another bag.
Yeah, and you can look at the completion percentage with the exception of last year how it wound down and the year that he missed time with a concussion. This guy throws a lot of touchdowns. He throws 2-1 touchdowns to interceptions. The completion percentage we already talked about.
Mike, he can play.
And the ball comes out on schedule, on target. And something that Penix struggled with last year was the reliability of accuracy. So that's something he's going to have. There's a lot of things that's why we keep talking about. He's going to have to work on. The other thing is this organization. Now, this is just me. Okay, this is my spidey sense. They're never going to go out and say anything negative. Why would they about Michael Penix? There's no reason to. They might not believe in Penix. They think they got a really inexpensive stopgap in Tua. Mm-hmm. And as you said, if we luck out and Tua just finds and regains his, take 2 or 3 years back, that kind of game, then we got a really good problem to have. And then we'll talk about what his new contract looks like here. And Penix Jr. stays here as a backup for 2 more years.
All right, I'm going to tell you something you absolutely don't want to hear about Michael Penix when we come back. 404-726-0929.